Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Siski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. McQuinn scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Clift moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. Radcliffe scores. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Herman Bess now pitching. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange bunts towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lillard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0-for-1 in the game. Suski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to home to get Lobbs. Hefner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suski. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Suski steals second. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Moses reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Strange moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Judnick strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strange scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0 for 1 in the game. Bess takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner strikes out. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0 for 2 in the game. Siski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCoy covering, for the out. Siski moves to second. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Radcliffe chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Radcliffe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Siebert reaches second base with a double. McCoy goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2 Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-2 in the game. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bess strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siski moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Al Rubeling. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. D. Miles pinch hits for Herman Bess. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons pinch hits for Bill Lillard. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Hefner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein now playing third base. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Bill Beckman now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Cliff takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got one RBI. Lobs takes first base on ball four. Cliff moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brancato fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Cliff moves to third. One out. Joe Gallagher pinch hits for George Siski. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hayes strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.